Hallelujah. Alosharia. Welcome. God bless you in the name of Jesus. God is so worthy to be praised. I'm sorry we're a little late. We had prayer. We had a pre-prayer service. Amen. And God is moving in this atmosphere. God is moving. We give God praise for all that he has done in this house and in the house of houses of those that believe. We lift God up because he's worthy of all of our praises. For every person that knows that they are not walking in Christ, that knows that they need to get their life back in order. If you're listening to me or whenever you listen to this service, I need you to raise your hands with me. And I want to pray this prayer. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that knows that they are not where they should be, for every person that understands that they need to be closer to God, to you, for every person that knows that they need the power of the Holy Spirit to move in their life, for every person that understands that they need to repent and they have not yet repented, for every person that understands that they cannot make it without God, I'm praying for them this morning. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you would stir their minds, helping them to understand that they must repent. They have to repent. You cannot, except you repent, you cannot get in. You have to repent and ask the Lord to turn your life around. This is not, Lord, I'm sorry. This is, Lord, I was wrong. You were right. I need you to fix this. I don't want to be in this place anymore. I need to be in right standing with you. That's repentance. Repentance is not just saying, Lord, I'm sorry. What are you sorry you got caught? You sorry you didn't do it right? What are you sorry for? Repentance means to turn away from that place and head in the opposite direction. So if you're walking in the on the path of darkness, you're asking God to turn your life around so that you will be walking in the path of righteousness. Yeah. For the namesake of God. That's what repentance is. And repentance is, you can't repent and then keep going back doing the same thing on purpose. Repent means, Lord, help me not be in this place again. And then you try not to be in that place again. And if you stumble and you wind up in that place, you repent again and ask God, well, how many times do I repent? You repent until it's over. You repent until it's done. You repent until you get it right, and then you keep on moving. Yes. Amen. I already repented for this before. Did you make a mistake and do it again? Yes, I did. Then repent again. Yes. And you keep going, and you keep going. You keep going. Amen. Father, save the lost. Those that are in darkness, move on their behalf in their atmosphere. Let your perfect will be done, and forgive sin and unrighteousness so that they will be able to go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless everybody in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Here are a few of the names of the people that we were praying for, the saints were praying for over this past week. There's just a few.
Jennifer, daughter of the King, Linda, Stephanie, Jupiter, Idenit, I think, and Iconic.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Amen. 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 I do that just to remind you, to let you know that the prayers don't stop when the camera goes off. Amen. The prayers keep going and going and going. Think about that Eveready Battery commercial. It just keeps going and going and going and going. The prayers don't stop. Amen. And we want to give a praise report. Did you want to give a little praise report for Mother Brenda?
Sure.
Okay, well, come on. Amen. Give me a little praise report about Mother Brenda.
Okay, so I went to sit with her yesterday, and she was alert.
Uh-huh.
She is completely off of the intubation.
Yes.
They have a CPAP that she's using.
Mm-hmm.
She's aware of her surroundings. She even tried to talk to me a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
And my girls did a video to just tell her how much they missed their granny and that they love her. And she just smiled. And it's just a blessing. It was hard for me to leave her yesterday because she was so responsive.
Yeah.
And even though for the most part she doesn't look you directly in the eye, times. When she did, it was so powerful. She would look me directly in the eyes and then she'd just say, I love you.
Oh, my goodness.
It was like, I'm just blessed. Thank you guys for the prayer. Thank you so much. I know God is going to bring her to complete healing.
Yes.
And I'm just so thankful for how far he's brought her in this time. So thank you guys.
Amen. I'm telling you, prayer. Y'all can sit down if you want to. You don't have to, but you can. Prayer changes things.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Prayer changes things. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. I hear Mother Sharon, but I don't see her. Where's that gal? There you go. All right. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. They capture God's attention. The effectual, the fervent prayer, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, if you have a minute, if you pray, he ain't talking about that stuff.
That's right.
He's like, Father God, in the name, you know, you gotta be like me.
Amen.
I mean, you can, but you don't have to pray like that, but whatever fire that's inside of you, you need to let that fire loose. You need to let it out. You need to let it go. God, doesn't God deserve your passion? Doesn't God deserve your best prayer? Don't God deserve that? Hasn't he done enough? What are you ashamed of? Listen, this is what they used to tell me when I was growing up. They would tell the young ladies when they used to teach young ladies how to be young ladies. They said, if you're not giving it to your husband, who are you saving it for? If you're not giving God your all, who are you saving the rest of it for? Right? Does that make sense, Leslie? Who are you saving it for? If Yeshua is your God and you're only giving him half, who's the other half for?
Yes.
And why does God have to play second fiddle? And why are you sneaking around giving somebody else my half? Amen. The Bible said God is a jealous God. God is a jealous God, and you've committed your life to Christ and you want to sneak around doing that. God does not like that. And I'm telling you, you're going to get caught, and it's not going to be nice. And just while you have a chance, give God your best. If you're not going to give him your best now, when you're going to do it on your deathbed? Who says you got a deathbed?
That's right.
You ain't got to have a deathbed. Everybody, how many people you know don't die in a bed? Car blew up, house blew up, somebody got shot on the way. You don't have to have a death. Don't be planning a repentance just before you die.
Nope.
That's not only is that a bad idea, it's a really stupid idea.
Yep.
It's not just bad, it's really stupid. And you're taking a chance. It's like playing Russian roulette. You're taking a chance. Sooner or later, you're going to hit the right chamber and it's going to be all over. Why play with this thing? That's Satan's job, to make you think you've got plenty of time. I told y'all before, they used to teach that Satan had two lessons. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Satan had two messages he loved to preach. You got plenty of time. You're still young. Oh, girl, you got time. Dude, you got play the field. You got plenty of time. And then just before you take your last breath, oh, by the way, it's too late now. There's two favorite messages. You got plenty of time, and then you have no time. Ha ha.
Hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't let the enemy trick you out of your blessing. Prayer works. Prayer changes things. When you're praying, give God your best. What do you mean your best? Pray from your belly. Pray from the depths of your soul. Pray the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous available. It means something to God. Don't you want your prayers to mean something to God? Pray to God like you're praying to God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Pastor, what we got?
Alrighty. Barbara. Barbara is asking for prayer over herself and her children.
Uh-huh.
That's all she said?
Well, Barbara, I get it. Barbara's asking for prayer over herself and her children. For those of you that are praying for other people, your children, your loved ones, your spouses, your parents, your neighbors, those of you that are praying for other people, let me tell you, that's a big job. That's a big job, praying for other people, because sometimes we're praying for people that don't want prayer. Sometimes you're praying for people that could care less whether or not they had prayer or not. Sometimes you're praying for people that are praying against you praying for them. Praying for people is a big job. And if you're praying so that other people will recognize that you're praying for them, stop. You're praying for them. You should be praying for them because you're concerned about their eternity. You're concerned about their soul. You're concerned about where will they spend the rest of their existence when they are no longer here. That's that. When you have somebody praying for you because they don't want you to be lost, that's a very special person that should be in your life. When you have people praying for you because they don't want you to wind up in hell, that's somebody that you need in your life. Because you've got enough people praying against you. You have enough people working against you. But when you have people that are actually praying for you and they're not trying to pick your pockets while they do it, that's a blessing.
Amen.
And so for those of you that are praying for your children and those of you that are praying for your families and your loved ones and your friends, and please pray for your enemy. Because the Bible says, some of y'all wonder what I mean. I'm going to tell you. The Bible says, war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. Somebody know the scripture. We war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. People may be treating you. Have you ever seen somebody, you said, I just don't like them. I don't know. There's something about them I just don't like. Tell me you haven't said it. I dare you. You'd probably be the first liar today. I just don't understand. If you haven't said it, somebody said it about you and you found out about it. Right? I just don't like them. There's just something about them. They, you know, look how they lip move when they talk. I just don't like them. Right? That was funny. Y'all, I know it was funny. Nobody want to laugh. That's fine. They may be unaware of why they feel the way about you that they do. It may have nothing to do with you personally, but the spirit that's governing them, the spirit that's motivating them, the spirit that's operating in them may have it against you and using that vessel to attack you. And so when I say you should be praying for your enemies, you could be praying for them because they have no idea what they're dealing with. They don't know what's going on with their atmosphere. It could be a demon hanging on to them that's attached itself to them and that they have attacked you. And it's not that person that's attacking you, but the spirit behind that person that's attacking you. And so by you praying for that enemy may cause that demon to be released from that person. And then you may have helped save a soul.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody that's cursing at you is not necessarily cursing at you. Everybody that don't like you is not necessarily they don't like you, especially if they don't know you. Amen. They may just need somebody like you to pray for them.
Amen.
And they'll probably never ask you. But if the Spirit of God is moving in you to pray for someone, you don't have to run up and tell them, the Lord told me to pray for you in the name of Jesus, because you might get hit. you might wake up the next day. You can't just do that. If the Lord speaks to you to do something, shut up and go do it. You don't need an audience. You ain't got to call the pastor. Guess what I did today? You didn't do all of that. You know, because some people audience when they do something. I want to send out flyers so everybody know I did something. You finally did something, finally, and now you want to tell everybody you did something.
Just got your blessing.
Right. You just got your blessing. That, you just got what you're getting. Because you want to, well, I could go on, but I'm not. Anyway, what was I doing? Oh, yeah. I'm praying for Barbara. And did I pray yet?
No.
Okay, well, then, why y'all bother me? Leave me alone so I can pray. All right. Somebody raise your hand. Then wait till you get up here and see how you do. We'll see. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Barbara's sake and her children, and for all of those that are praying for their children, and for all those that are praying for their parents, and all those that are praying for loved ones, and all those that are praying for their enemies, and all those that are praying for people that they've never met, for people that they don't know, but they have been urged by your Spirit to pray for these people. Father, we're praying that your blessings will go forth and that your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Father, if there is any sin among the people, we're asking that you would forgive the sin. If there's anything that is not like you that's operating, Lord, we're asking that you would enter into those atmosphere and cleanse those that are in need of cleansing, and cleanse the atmosphere. Remove anything that is not like you so that you will get all the praise and all the honor and all the glory out of that atmosphere. Because, Father, without you, we can do nothing. And without you, we have already failed. Yes. Protect the children. Protect the loved ones. Protect the sick. Protect those that are in need of comfort. Protect those that don't know that they don't know. Send something, do something to wake them up so that they will understand the times that we're living in. Let your blessings go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Is the old man here yet?
No.
No. Okay. Amen.
I think it's Renu.
Renu?
She's asking for prayer for her son. He needs healing in the mind and the body.
Yes.
Her daughter, who is struggling with migraine and back pains.
Wow.
Herself, who's dealing with asthma and a hernia, and they also need a financial help until the rapture.
Amen. 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 I know, you know, I believe some people wonder why we spend time praying for people and we don't pass the basket around. You know, there's not a $20 line and a $30 line. And have you all been to churches that have the prayer lines over here and prayer lines over there? And, you know, for $20 over here. And then the Lord said people got $100, you know, and, you know, that all that demonic mess. Yeah. And people wonder, well, how can they do something like this and don't ask for anything in return? Because when God sets something up, God takes care of it. When God puts a house up, God sustains the house. Whether he used other people to do that or he sent pork chops from heaven, I don't, however he chooses to do, however he chooses to do, if God sets it up, God will maintain it. Yeah. And as long as you walk in right standing with God, God will maintain his house. Amen. Somebody said that me and Pastor Sandy should have our name on the building and somebody had a picture and all. And one of the pastors that blessed us when we first started, they said, as soon as you put your name on that building, all the bills belong to you.
Yeah.
Because now you're making it your house and not God's house.
That's right.
Amen. And so S4C is on the building.
Amen.
God's house. And that's the one who's paying the bills.
Amen.
That's the one that's making sure that we don't have to have a $20 line and a $30 line and the rest of y'all over here. That's the one that's taking care of this house. Amen.
Yeah.
I want to pray for her daughter, her son, and her and their finances.
Yes. And their healing.
And their healing. Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's do this. Pastor Adria, I need you to stand here. It was healing.
All three need healing, and they need a financial blessing.
Yeah.
One heal, one mama, one daughter, one son.
One son.
Ryan. Ryan, I don't like you standing all over there. When I'm praying, I need you close to me, bro. Okay. And now I need a mama. Leslie, come here. Leslie, do you have any children yet? Okay, you will.
No, she won't. She has spiritual children.
Can I finish my statement? I didn't even get the chance to finish. I was going to say it, but my rib chimed in.
Then you said it.
Don't be trying to clean it up now. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As I was going to say before I was interrupted,
okay.
Is that the Lord has an additional, he has children for you to bless. not necessarily baby children like that, but children that will be ministered to under your ministry.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
That's what I mean.
Amen.
If that's all right. Amen. I mean, I don't want to be stepping on anybody's toes, you know. Amen. She hurried up and got that out there, didn't she? Amen.
Right there.
Amen. Amen. I could tell. I just, whoop, I mean, I backed up so I didn't get hit. All right. So she's standing in for the mother.
Mm-hmm.
She's standing in for the finance.
Okay.
She's he's standing in for the son.
Mm-hmm.
Standing in for the ailments and the sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
About the daughter.
I'm still missing one?
Yep, there's mother, daughter, son, and then all of them lose their finances.
Okay, mama, you up. You stand next to Pastor Drea.
With me?
You, right over here, right there. There is an order. Yes, there is. Now anoint them. The reason I have you all standing in, because it's not just for those, this family.
Yes.
It's for families like
them. Yes.
Amen. Hasi ajomis. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We're standing in for people, for parents that are praying for their children. Amen. We're standing in for the financial need for those that are struggling, for those that are in need. We're standing in for the financial need. Amen. We're standing in for the daughter. What was the deal with the daughter, Nikki?
The daughter has migraines.
Migraines
and back issues.
Standing for the daughter. The son.
The son. She's praying for his mind and his body.
His mind and his body, and then for the illness.
For herself, hernia and asthma.
Hernia and asthma. Kashum. Greg. Reuben. David. Reuben, you stand behind Ryan. Zach, because Samia. David, you stand behind Joanna. La Cusaria. Son, you stand behind Pastor Andrea. Nathan, you stand behind Leslie.
Amen.
But Ishan.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Ooh. Sorry, Nathan. I have to replace you. Sorry. Hello, baby. Jackie?
Yes.
Jackie, you stand behind Leslie right here. Oh, well, do what your mama say. Because I don't want to be looking at you like that. Amen. Good morning, mother. Good morning. Amen. Put your hands on theirs. Father, as we pray for the mother that's asking for prayer for her family and mothers that are asking for prayer for families. Lord, she's struggling. Lord, she's hurting. God. Lord, she's in need. Strengthen her body. Strengthen her spirit, man. Her spirit, man, is strong, but she needs help. Halimiosono. Strengthen them as fight. Strengthen them as they fight to stay strong. Strengthen them as they move forward, as they put you first. Strengthen them. So that they will be what you have called and created them to be. Strengthen them, Lord. Strengthen their limbs so that they can stand, they can see you. Their hands so that they can reach. Strengthen them, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Don't go anywhere. Finances, right?
Hallelujah.
I feel the presence of the Lord here, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. No, put your hands in my life. God! To your people, finance is not a god, it is a to your people, finance is another means of getting the job done. In some places, Father, we seem to need the finances. So, Father, let your perfect will be done.
Yes,
whatever is necessary for this child and your people, God, let it be.
Thank you, Jesus.
So that you will get all the praise,
yes,
all the honor, and all the glory. Fulfill their needs. For those that believe, fulfill their needs. For those that are walking in you, fulfill their needs. for those that desire to be closer to you. Fulfill their needs, Lord. Whatever they need, fulfill their needs. Yes, if it is financial, fulfill their needs. If it's favor, fill their needs. Whatever is necessary. If it's grace, fill their needs.
Yes, Lord. Thank
for you said, ask. And it shall be given, seeking you shall find, knocking the door shall be open. We're asking that your perfect will be done for the lives of those that believe.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Where's she going? Amen. But what was the other one? The daughter. Son, put your hand in your wife's back. Right in one of your right. Jesus. I know God is a healer. I know God is a deliverer. I know God is a deliverer. I know God will fix it. Ah! Father, whatever she's dealing with, whatever she's dealing with, fix it in the name of Jesus. Mukasaya, remove that demon spirit that is surrounding her. Remove that spirit that is surrounding her in the name of Jesus. Remove that spirit that is surrounding her. Give her peace in her mind and in her body. We rebuke anything that comes against you. We rebuke anything that is not like you. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. If it doesn't belong, remove it in the name of Jesus. If it does not reflect you, remove it in the name of Jesus. If it does not give you praise, remove it in the name of Jesus. And all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. These hands. Hamia ala soyoma. The Son.
Mind and body.
Mind and body. For the Lord says, I know your mind. And I know, talking to that son and those that are dealing with mental stress.
Yes. Yes.
Those whose minds have been attacked by the enemy. If the enemy can capture your mind, he's got you. If he can capture you, he's got you. God! And we're rebuking the enemy on every hand. Release the thoughts. Lord, rebuke, reject. Cast out the thoughts that are entering into the minds of those that truly want to believe. Malokusharisam ikesonoa daisanoa. Protect the mind. Cover the mind with your presence, with your power, with your glory. Give peace to those that believe. The Bible says, I will keep their minds in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Ikosaria. The Lord says, I gave them the answer. He said, I gave them the answer. I will keep their minds in perfect peace if their mind is stayed on thee, on me. He said, I also told them not to allow themselves to be caught up in the happenings of the day.
Yes.
To be caught up in the dealings of the enemy of the day. Because the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy. He will kill your connection with God. He will rob you of your eternal glory. And he will destroy your thoughts of God's strength. And I will renew their mind if they keep their mind stayed on me. Read my scripture. Amen. And this
you're just going over all illness that they're dealing with.
All mental illness, whether it's physical illness, whether it's spiritual illness, whatever it is, my nose, whatever it is, whatever it is, Lord, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Quit.
Hallelujah.
We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We don't give in.
Right.
We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We don't retreat.
Mm.
We don't have a reverse.
Mm.
We don't have a neutral. We move forward in the name of Jesus. I will not allow the enemy to cause me to stop. I will not give the enemy authority to make me go in reverse. I will not be, oh my God, it belongs to God. And God will control this temple. God will control the thoughts and the minds of men that believe and trust in him. God will take control. Lord, we command those bodies to go back to the way God created it. Heal and deliver. Broken pieces brought back together. Missing pieces replaced by the presence and the Spirit of God. Wisdom poured in where there was void. Light replaced the darkness. The power of God moved on every hand. Jesus, let your presence flow through those that dare trust you and believe. Let the healing move and flow through them, Lord, that they will give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In the name of Jesus, we command healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. God is worthy of all of our praises. And I lift him up because he is God and there is no other. God is not an afterthought. God is my only thought. He is not an afterthought. Don't go to God after you done went everywhere else. I go to God after I've tried everything else. God don't want that.
Hallelujah.
Stop making God an afterthought. God should be your first thought. He should be your go-to thought. When you have a problem, you go to God. When there's an issue, you go to God. God should not be one of the number. God should be the only number. Amen. Amen. All right, y'all can go sit down. I'm almost finished up here, I think. Amen. She like she want to shout. I'm ready to join her. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. Amen. Do we have anybody in the chat room that needs some prayer? Asia, eyes got big. How we doing, not pastor. You, child.
Abigail,
how we doing?
Awesome.
Mikala itorosha ienya alaviesa ravaya atalacho mi shanyoma. They I was going to say something, but I done said so much I done forgot what I was going to say. Amen. But I was going to say something, trust me. Amen. Amen. And it was going to be good. Amen. they're getting the prayers from the chat rooms. Well, one thing I need to, we're having service this Sunday. We will not have another service until next Sunday because there's no Wednesday service and there's no Thursday service because we want you to be with your family. We want you to be with your family. We're not trying to monopolize all your time. We want you to spend time with your family. And so we are not going to have service online Wednesday or Thursday, but next Sunday, either in the crowd or in the cloud. Amen. One way or another, we're going to get together next Sunday. Amen. All right. I still got 10 minutes, right?
So Keith is struggling with mental and physical health issues,
mm-hmm.
and it's keeping him from sleeping, which of course is struggling with causing
yes.
issues in his mind,
yes.
and causing suicidal thoughts.
Suicidal thoughts. Okay.
His name is Keith.
Keith. Has anybody in here besides me dealt with suicidal thoughts? If you have dealt with, I don't care how saved you, I've been saved for 120 years. Good for you. If you've dealt with suicidal thoughts before, you've had to fight them off, rebuke it, yes. take it to God.
Yes.
Dump out the bottle, unload the gun, throw away the keys to the car, whatever you had to do. I need you to stand up. Your hand was already up, so don't be ashamed now. Just stand up. I'm standing already. God can overcome anything that you're dealing with.
Yes.
I'm a witness over and over again. I'm a witness. God can deal with anything that you deal with. Anything. There is nothing that God has not already exposed himself to when he was walking down here with us. He did it on purpose so that when you come to God and say, Lord, I'm saved, I love you, and I know it, but these thoughts keep coming into my head and I don't know why. Every thought that comes into your head is not your thought.
Amen. Amen.
Just so you know. Yes. Everything that swings past you is not you. There is an enemy in this atmosphere that we walk in that's always throwing something at you. He threw stuff at Jesus. You think you got a shot? And he's always throwing something at you. And a lot of times, sometimes you'll be sitting there and you're like, where did that thought come from? Mm-hmm. It's like, I was watching Gilligan's Island. Where did that come from? Because the enemy is always trying to whisper something in your ear in hopes that he can catch you with something. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he whispers something and he gets your attention, he's like, ooh, I got a bite. And then he starts building on that and building on that. Hey, amen. Am I telling it right? And he starts building on that because he got a bite.
Yeah.
So if a thought comes into your mind, you're like, that is not me. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. You ain't know it and your breath stinks. Get away from me. And be about your Father's business. He will leave.
Yeah.
He's coming back. But he'll leave. That gives you enough time to breathe and get rebuilt and be ready for him the next time. It doesn't matter how saved you are. It doesn't matter how long you've known God. You have a big old cross on your back. You are a target. And the enemy is looking for targets. Amen. All of you that are standing up, I want to pray right now. All of you, if wherever you are, if you are able to stand up because you have dealt with mental stress or suicidal thoughts or been there, or had pills, whatever it was, and you've been there, I'm praying for you now. And if you can, stand up. If not, just stand up in your mind. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that has ever had to deal with mental illness and suicidal thoughts, for every person that has to fight off the enemy for thoughts that came into their mind that were not theirs, for every person that has given you their problems, that have given you the things that have been holding them back, for every person that is struggling to stay afloat, for every person that is saying, Lord, I love you, but I don't know how long I can do this. Because some of the things that the people are going through is just it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's not getting any better. And I'm having problems with the spouse. I'm having problems with the kids. I'm having problems with the job. And Father, I don't know how much longer I can deal with this, Father. Those people.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm not there now, but I was there once before.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And I get it. And it doesn't matter how saved they are. And it doesn't matter how long they've known you. Life, the cares of this life has a way of closing in. But you need God to push it out of your way so that you can move forward. And I'm praying for those children. I'm praying for those parents. I'm praying for those loved ones. I'm praying for those people that had to deal with the real reality of life. I'm praying for the people that are still holding on. Give them the strength that they need. Give them the power that they need. Give them the joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. The governor wants to shut down the churches because he wants to make sure that there's no joy being interjected into your spirit. Because if you have joy, you have strength. And if you have strength, it's hard to take down a strong man. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
It's hard to take down a strong man. And so if you have, you can put your hands down if you want to. So if you have a lot of joy, you got a lot of strength. Don't confuse joy with happiness. Happiness is based on things that are going on in your atmosphere. That's not God. Joy comes directly from God. Joy, the power of God, the joy of the Lord, that comes directly from God. And you can only get it from God because you are walking in relationship with God. Everybody got that?
Yes.
And he said, the joy of me,
yes,
my joy that I pour out in you is your strength against the world.
Yes. Yes.
You need the joy of God in order to combat the world. You've got to have it. And you can only get it by relationship, not religion, not clocking in every Sunday, not clocking in on Bible study night, not just reading the scripture with no understanding just to say I read a verse, not just singing a song just to say I sang a song, but a real relationship. Then you can have the joy of the Lord, because he will make sure you have it, because he is aware of what you're dealing with. For those of you that are dealing with these problems, God is fully aware of what you're dealing with. God said, give it to me. He said, give it to me. I got it. God's shoulders are broad. He can handle it.
Yeah.
God is strong. He can handle it. God is powerful. He can handle it. God knows where you've been. He can handle it. Don't be ashamed to give God what you need to give God.
Yeah.
He can handle it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many times you go to the altar. It doesn't matter how many times you ask for repentance. God can handle it.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
God can handle it. You need the joy of the Lord, because the scripture says that's your strength. You want to fight suicide? Fight it with the joy of the Lord. You want to fight depression? Fight it with the joy of the Lord. You want to fight the atmosphere that the enemy is trying to push you in? Fight it with the joy of the Lord. That's your strength.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Does anybody agree with that?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You cannot fight spiritual matters with carnal tools.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot cover up. You can't treat the symptoms. You need to get rid of the source.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We war not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and principalities in high places. This is great. This is much bigger than what you can see in this realm.
Amen.
This is much bigger. What the world is going through today is much bigger than what you see with your eyes. This thing started in the spirit realm, and it played out down here. This is way bigger than what you see. This is way bigger. God says this is a spiritual battle. It's not you that the enemy hates. It's God that the enemy hates. And since God is in you, he hates you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
He don't just hate God. He hates everything about God. And you are about God. And so he hates you because you know God. That's why he tries so hard. That's why he tries so hard to take you out. That's why. Because he has a thing against you. Your God. Amen?
Amen.
Did I do what I was supposed to do?
Yep.
What was I supposed to do?
Pray for Keith.
Oh, Keith. Amen. Amen. I'm going to get it right. You watch. One day I'm going to remember exactly what I was supposed to do. Amen. But y'all needed to hear this, right?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, and before I pray for Keith.
Okay.
Okay. We are on the ark. When you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were escorted to the ark. It's raining now, y'all. As soon as there's enough water to lift the boat, we'll be out. Does anybody follow what I'm saying? This is a real thing, y'all. It's raining as it was in the days of Noah. It's never been a time like it is now, right? When it started raining back in Noah's day, it had never rained before. The water always came from the ground up. It had never came from the sky down. Okay? We've never been in an atmosphere like we're in now. Never, 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 never. This is all new. That was all new in Noah's day. Rain. Woo, what's rain? Rain. What's that? And then one day, it started raining. And like, whoo, water. And then they're like, whoa, man, this looks like fun. And then it just didn't stop. And then it just kept going, and it kept going. And I'm like, wait a minute, it was cute yesterday. it's losing its cuteness right about now. And about a week later, it's like, oh, hold up now. I think there's a problem. And then one day, they're like, I can't swim. Never had to. And now it won't stop raining. Now, all of a sudden, Noah's not so crazy. See, he was a nut before. Brother got a good idea now.
Amen.
Where's the boat?
Mm-hmm.
While it's just raining, just getting started good. this is the best time to get on the boat and stay there.
Amen.
Don't be dangling your feet over the edge so you can fall out or get snatched out. We're in the ark. We're on it. This is where we need to be. It's raining now. It's raining now. This is where we need to be. Don't let the enemy trick you off the boat. He can never get in, ever. He's never going to get on the ark. He's never getting in the boat. He's never going back to heaven. He's never going to have good favor with God. He's never going to be in right standing with God. He's going to hell for show. Got his name on it. Got a spot right for him. He's going and his buddies. Don't be a part of that group. Because once you get in, there ain't no back door. And once you, the Bible says, once appointed under man to die, and after that, the judgment. You ain't coming back as no cucumber, no chicken, no flying buzzard, no fat pig, nothing. When you leave here, you're gone. That's the way it is, and that's that.
Amen.
Don't let nobody say, oh, I'm coming back as a sunflower. Yeah, you keep thinking that. We'll see. Don't let nobody fool you, because when you leave here, that's it. What about the people that they prayed for and they resurrected? Shut up. You know what I'm saying. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Keith. Keith, because I remembered. God, she thought I was going to forget. I remembered. Amen. What was wrong with him? I forgot.
He has physical ailments.
Oh, yeah.
Sleeping.
Okay, I'm trying to pray. Leave me alone. Wait a minute. Go on. Now I'm trying to pray. Now, what? Keith, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And every person that's dealing with what Keith's dealing with, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The power of God. The Bible says greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. What's the problem? How come you can't win?
Amen.
Why can't you win if greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world? And the joy of the Lord is your strength. You're in God. You have joy. Why can you not? It's impossible for you not to win.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
It is impossible. God made it virtually impossible for you not to win unless you don't have the joy of the Lord anymore, because you're not in connection and right standing with God. That's the only way you can. If you are still fighting and you're fighting when God calls, you're good. If you're on the side smoking a joint when God comes, you get what you get.
Amen.
Right? Did I say that right? Did I get everything covered?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Keith, for the third time, this must be the one. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Keith and every person that's dealing with what Keith is dealing with right now. We pray that God will lift him up and that God will make himself known. And Lord, that you would lead him to a joyful place where he can receive the joy of you. Because that is the strength that he needs in order to be successful in Christ. What is success? I have a working relationship with God. It doesn't mean I don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean I don't have a bad day. It means I'm still in relationship with God no matter what my day looks like.
Yes.
Build him up. Strengthen him. Teach him that you are who you said you are. Control his atmosphere and what he speaks. Do you know that you can speak curses unto yourself?
Mm.
I'm just poor, broken, hungry. And you say it all the time. Guess what you're going to be? Poor, broken, hungry. I'm always sick. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm always sick. Guess what? You're going to always be sick because you speak. What you speak into your own atmosphere. You tell your kids, you ain't never going to be nothing. You're all going to be like your old daddy. And guess what? You spoke that over that child's life for so many years until that's all that child knows. I ain't never going to be nothing. I'm always going to be this. Because you cursed that child by speaking death over that child's life. You can do the same thing to your own life. I'm never going to be so. I ain't never going to get a job. Guess what? You ain't never going to get a job. I ain't never going to have no money. Guess what? You ain't never going to have no money because you keep speaking that over your own life. You say, Lord, I don't have it today, but I'm looking for it tonight. Whatever your perfect will is for my life, I accept that in the name of Jesus. Sometimes I get to shouting for stuff I haven't even got yet because I just believe it's coming. If it don't, something just as good or better will happen.
Amen.
Whatever's, because see what I do, is I don't ask God for a Bentley. I just tell God I need a ride. Now, I might not get the Benz. I mean, the Rolls Royce. I might just get a Benz. I'm okay with that. I might get a Volkswagen. I might get a bus pass. I just need, what? I just need to get there.
Amen.
Right? I just need to get there. So whatever way, whatever means he uses to get me where I need to be, I'm cool with that. And so I shout in advance for whatever his decision is.
Yes.
When you have a relationship like that, your life will be a lot different.
Amen.
Amen. This took me 40 years to get here. You ain't got 40 years. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We started at 10 after. We're going to stop at 10 after. Yes. Is that cool? Okay. Is there anybody else that I'm supposed to be praying for online in the chat? Yeah. Asia eyes got real big. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. You send those chats. Send those prayer requests to the chat room. Asia's going to print up that list for me, and we're going to be praying on that list over the week, God willing. And either we will tell you when we meet you in the cloud, we prayed, it's good to see you. Or I'll announce next Sunday, here's the people that we've been praying for the week. Is that good?
Amen.
Amen. Is that all right? Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Drea, we straight?
Straight.
Mama, we straight?
Straight?
Can y'all stand up one more again? We ain't in church. Why I got to stand up? Just because I asked you to. That's why.
Amen.
That young man looked familiar, but have I met you yet? Man, what is somebody? Okay, all right. Amen. I'm going to see him after all. As Brother Lloyd would say, either in the crowd or in the cloud. We're going to meet again next week. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for what you are and for who you are, for how you've kept us and watched over us, protected us, how you constantly move in our atmosphere, how you have blessed this global ministry. We're praying for every person that needs prayer, rebuking the sins of every person that is asking for forgiveness, and we're asking that you would move on behalf of every person that has asked for prayer in their chat rooms, through the emails, however they've asked for prayer. Please, Father, heal the sick, raise the dead in spirit, move on behalf of your people, because we're going to be seeing you soon, and I want to start shouting right away. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Keep us lifted up. Amen.